This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Rob, I want us to come together for an exercise. This is the exercise that I would like for us to come together to do. Text line, you are more than welcome to participate in this exercise. I thought of this because we are kind of reaching the point, in my opinion, that anytime we talk about a team and you think they're good or I think they're good, the text line immediate reaction is, well, they haven't beaten anybody. Look at their schedule. We were talking about the Lions yesterday, and the feeling around the Lions is, well, I don't know how good they are because the Lions haven't beaten anybody. The Lions' wins so far this season are the Bears, Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. Now, I'm not going to pretend like that is some murderer's row, but the Lions have been good now for three consecutive seasons. If there is a benefit of the doubt to be given, I think the Lions have earned that benefit of the doubt. So I think the Lions are a good team. So this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to go through who are the teams that you think are good. They don't have to be Super Bowl contending teams because I think that's a very different conversation. But I just want your opinion. Let's just start in the AFC. I wrote down seven teams.
You have seven teams in the good category?
In the AFC.
We have a very different threshold of good, okay, then, because I have one. I have one written down for good.
You just have Buffalo?
I just have Buffalo. By the way, my AFC, I don't know category, is six deep. So
that's
I have
fair.
A hunch that your seven is going to be a lot of my I don't know category.
I'm with you. It does sound like that. So Buffalo, of course. I think Buffalo is the best team in the league. I have Buffalo, New England, the Colts, Jacksonville, and then I have Denver, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. Now, honestly, admittedly, I struggled with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are under 500. The Chiefs have not been over 500 at any point this season. They have not really been consistent so far this season. But I am more than willing to give the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt. I think the Chiefs are a good football team. Inconsistent at times. They've lost some coin flip games, but I'm not putting them into the bad category of teams. So those are the teams that I think are good teams. I'm not sure if Pittsburgh is a good team or not. They have gotten off to a good start, but I feel like I've seen this with the Steelers every single season. They get off to a really good start where they start off 5-1 or 6-2, and then the next thing you know, you look up and they're 9-8. The Steelers are 3-1 with a negative point differential. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? They're 3-1 with a negative point differential. They can't be that great, where Indianapolis is 4-1 and they're plus 74 in the point differential. I think the Colts are deserving of being in the good team category. Jacksonville, a home Monday night win against the Chiefs, I gotta throw you in that category. We can play the shoulda, coulda, woulda. Fact of the matter is, they played Kansas City. They beat Kansas City. They're 4-1. I think they deserve to be talked about and treated right now like their team. Again, I want to be clear here. There is a difference in being a good team and a Super Bowl contending team. But just for the point of, who do you think in the league is good? Those are the seven teams that I have. It sounds like your list is a lot more stringent than that. I wonder why that is.
So my list is one good team because the way I did it, and I'm sure the text line is about to tell me that the Bills' resume is you can shoot holes in it.
I mean, the top text right now is Buffalo is iffy too. Their defense stinks.
Of course. I was
You can't like any team.
I was viewing it like who has the least amount of holes in their resume. And if I can poke 3, 4, 5 holes in your resume, it's hard for me to lock you into the good category. So I had 7 teams that I put into my I don't know category, and I had 1 in the good. Buffalo's the good. We don't need to go through the why. The 7 that I had to put in the I don't know, New England, I think New England is good, but that same team lost at home to the Raiders, so I don't know. This makes me a hater, and that's fine. Jags and Colts feel like paper tigers to me. I know the Jags won on Monday night. Credit to them. They tried about a dozen times to lose that game. The Chiefs were just unwilling to accept that they wanted to lose, so I think both of them are in the I don't know category. Chargers and Broncos, I have no idea what to do with those teams. I think both are good, but I also think both are kind of beat up, and Bo Nix is a roller coaster of emotion. Sometimes he's great, sometimes he's terrible. The Chiefs, I don't need to echo what you said. I put them in the I don't know category because, and this will make me very unpopular in the text line, the Chiefs haven't beaten anyone good. Anyone that you think is like, I don't know, I think they're good, that team beats the Chiefs. Any team that you think, oh, they stink, the Chiefs beats them. So they have to go in the I don't know category. And then I have the Steelers in the I don't know category because you're right. They have a negative point differential despite winning. But they do have a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach. So I think they're actually bad, but their record makes you think they're good. So they end up in the I don't know category. But teams with holes in their resume ended up in the I don't know. So I have 1 that I locked into good and 7 that I said I honestly don't know.
Yeah, this is, I guess, what I would say. It sounds to me that some teams are simply being penalized for just not being a name brand. Where Kansas City, name brand. We know them. We trust them. They've been in our lives now for 8 years. Buffalo, name brand. Detroit, name brand. They've been around for the last couple of years. I don't really know why I would put Indianapolis based on what we've seen so far in the I don't know category, other than they're just not a traditional power. I mean, I'm looking at points scored so far right now. They've scored 163 points. So they have scored more points than any team in the AFC. They have also allowed the third fewest amount of points of any team in the AFC.
I will say, I hate to interrupt. I apologize. I feel like you play the schedule game a little bit with the Colts, and yes, they beat the Broncos, who's in the I don't know category. But other than that, you walloped down the Titans. You walloped the Dolphins. You walloped the Raiders. Those are teams that are fighting for Garrett Nussmeier. Like, I think the schedule game comes into play a little bit. And me and you disagree on the schedule game at this point in the season. That's fine. But when I look at the Colts wins, I think to myself, you know who also could win these games? Oregon. This is a really bad schedule with wins.
So that's who I have in the AFC. And I just have more teams than you have in the AFC. I have Denver on there. I am curious why Denver, I guess, is in your I don't know category. I ask that because Denver won double-digit games last year. And this season, I mean, they have, I would say, I mean, one of the better road wins that you can have. They went on the road and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, maybe this is to your point, talking about the schedule. I mean, their schedule is about to really lighten up, where I think that the Broncos are going to be in a position to really gobble up some wins. And I would also say, maybe this is the same point, they outplayed Indianapolis. Like, they should have beat the Colts earlier this season. I do feel like we can either play the schedule game with every team in the league, or we can play the what we think their record should be game with just about everybody. Well, I mean, that team could be 4-1 if you change these things. Well, they could be 2-3 if you've done well. What's their record? Like, what have they actually done and what have they accomplished? The Broncos' next 4 weeks are against the Jets, Giants, Cowboys, and Houston. So they are playing two teams that I feel very strongly are going to pick in the top 10. Dallas is probably going to get like the 11th or 12th pick in the NFL draft, and I don't really think Houston's that good either. So when can we kind of get to the point where we're going to know if the Broncos are a good team or not? Now, they play Kansas City. I mean, that's not for another month until they play the Chiefs. They go on the road and they play the Commanders. They play Green Bay. They play Jacksonville. Those are just later on in the season. So it sounds to me like you feel like, hey, we're not going to know if the Broncos are good or not until week 10, week 11. Until then, they're just going to be in this I don't know category.
That's 100% how I feel about the Broncos. And some of it's too, and maybe this is your name brand point, man, Bo Nix in losses looks like, what is he doing? Like, there are moments where you think to yourself, I don't know that Bo Nix is taking that step forward. Then there's games where this fourth quarter against the Eagles, you go, oh, boom, there it is. But he's a little bit inconsistent. Now, he's going to look consistent against these garbage teams, but I do think Bo Nix needs to be a better-looking quarterback to me before I can put them in the they are good category.
So in the NFC, these are the teams that I have. Something tells me if you only got one team in the AFC, there might only be one team in the NFC that you have as well.
Okay, we're going to be very different than the NFC. I can already tell you. I got four in the NFC.
Okay, all right. So I have seven. I have seven teams that I think are good in the NFC. I have Philadelphia, Washington, Detroit, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, the Rams, and San Francisco. Now, I am willing to entertain the possibility of moving some of these teams into the I don't know category. The Rams to me seem like a team that I'd be willing to entertain the I don't know. Washington seems like a team that I'd be willing to entertain the I don't know. The other teams I think have proven that they are good teams. So to me, I got five for sure and a two possible in the NFC.
Okay, I have four locks, and then a couple of those teams you mentioned I fall into the I don't know category. We agree on the Lions. We agree on the Bucks. We agree on the Niners. I think the Niners, actually, if they get healthy, could be really good. Like, they're winning in spite of their injuries. Good for them. The Eagles are also, those are my four goods. Then it's just a lot of I don't know again. I think the Commanders are good, but I honestly don't know. Like, they suffered loss without Jaden Daniels, but those losses count, and they lost on the road in Green Bay. Seattle and L.A., I have no idea what either of those teams are at this point in the season. I think the Rams have a chance to be good, but they just keep losing games they shouldn't. I have the Packers in the I don't know category. You can't tie the Cowboys, who I think you're going to have the 11th pick, and you can't lose to the Browns. You can't have me lock you into the good category. I think the Vikings are in the I don't know category as well. Yeah, you're 3-2. You might be a playoff team. Do you have a quarterback? Do you not have a quarterback? I don't know. Like, that's my I don't know category. So I'm just apparently a little more liberal with my I don't know category than you are, because there's a lot of question marks in NFC. More in the AFC, in my opinion, but that's kind of how I shook it out.
Yeah, so it sounds to me like you have five teams that you would deem to be certainties at this point, and there's probably 11 or 12 teams that are just, we're trying to still figure out and gather information on if we think they're good or not, which I think is a fair point with where we are in the NFL season. I just wanted to go through this exercise because what I don't want to do as the season progresses is, and I feel like we'll find a reason, like, there are reasons to not like every team, right? There are reasons to not like everybody. So I don't really think that anybody has the perfect resume. Like, every human being has a red flag. Every human being has a reason why you shouldn't be with them. But you got to look past those things and find the good in those and that person. And ultimately, that's the person that you settle down with. I just feel like we have watched enough football, even so far through the first 5 weeks of the season, that I can tell you what the fatal flaw is for every single team in the National Football League. Hey, why you could miss the playoffs or why you will get eliminated very early in the playoffs really comes down to a small handful of things. This is not a season where there is going to be a team that kind of runs away from everybody else. Maybe Buffalo does it because of their schedule. I'm not going to overreact to them having three turnovers in a divisional game. I still think Buffalo obviously is a very, very good team in the league, but I'm with you. There does feel like there is a more noticeable and more pronounced group of teams that just feel like they are in this very uncertain place where their season could go one way or the other. We can keep talking about this on the other side. 913-586-7965. I asked Rob to make a list of the teams that he thinks are good in the National Football League, and he only put five teams down on the list. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, coming up in a little bit, if you missed Chris Jones talking to the media earlier today, we're going to play the best of it. We made like a 4-minute cut that we'll play for you guys, all the interesting parts of what Chris Jones had to say earlier today as he met with the media. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. I have a lot of random things that are swirling around in my head that I like to get to before we get there. So we were just talking about, I asked Rob to make a list of the teams that he thinks are good in the National Football League. He only wrote down 5 teams. Rob, one more time for the people who are just tuning in. Who are the teams in the NFL that you think are good?
I have the Buffalo Bills, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, San Francisco 49ers, and the Chiefs' opponent, the Detroit Lions.
Okay, so those are the teams that you have good. So you only have one good team in the AFC. You also had a group of teams that you would say are in the I don't know category. It sounded like there was 14 teams in the I don't know category. I think for the most part, that's fair. But where I think you and I disagree a little bit is, I think for a team like Kansas City, your brand name has to matter a little bit in this. That Kansas City, over the course of the last 5 years, has been such a dominant, great team. I don't know if after 5 games, I can now say that I don't know if you're a good team or not. Now, you can obviously be removed from that list and we can just snatch that label off of you. But until a lot more evidence and until proven otherwise, I'm keeping Kansas City in the good list of teams with an expectation that they are going to be in a position to turn things around in the second half of the season. You then mentioned that there was a group of teams, like a certain group you don't know about, the Colts, the Jaguars, those kind of teams. I think some of that just has to deal with the fact of we are not talking about brand name kind of teams. That usually you kind of got to prove it to us and you kind of got to break through before we sort of believe it. I think with some teams, we purposely want to be late to the party than early to the party. Like, no one wants to look silly for believing in the Indianapolis Colts or the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we kind of find teams historically that kind of mirror those teams, and we think that's going to be the outcome. The question that I've asked about this season is, what if this is just one of those random years in the NFL? I mean, it's not like we are immune to this. We've seen Joe Flacco win the Super Bowl. We've seen Rex Grossman take a team to a Super Bowl. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo do this. I mean, for as much as we talk about quarterback, 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 it's a lot of random average quarterbacks that just seem to kind of slip through the cracks. What if this is just one of those kinds of seasons? That, yes, you've got your Mahomes, you've got your Allens, you've got the Herberts, you've got those guys. But right now, you got a quarterback like Daniel Jones, who's playing very, very well so far. Mac Jones in San Francisco has played very well so far this season. What if this is just one of those random years where one of those quarterbacks end up getting through? One thing that you and I do agree with, nobody seems to believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers. You even have Pittsburgh in your I don't know category.
I had Pittsburgh in my I don't know.
Okay.
They were the.
I feel like we know.
They were the last team in.
I just feel like we know.
Their record makes you think the point differential, I don't think they're good, but I mean, they just keep winning. I don't get how.
Yeah, I'm certainly with you. I mean, we've got 2 weeks when it comes to them. They play Cleveland and they play Cincinnati, and then I feel like we're going to start to get our answer real soon. They play Green Bay, Indianapolis, and on the road against the Chargers. If that stretch doesn't show you who the Steelers are, then I would just say you don't want to see who the Steelers are. That feels like a very important stretch of games for them. I want to get to Chris Jones here coming up in a little bit. This has nothing to do with Chris Jones. I just want to ask you either way, Rob. When you think of the Disney Channel, what's the show that you think of? This was a very popular debate in my group chat yesterday of what's the show that first comes to your mind when you think of Disney Channel. What's that show for you?
So it's a show. I can't be like, you know, the original movies.
No, no.
Okay, so it's
like when you were growing up, if I showed you the Disney Channel logo and I ask you, what's the show that first comes to your mind?
That's a great question.
Mine was Lizzie McGuire.
The first three that came to my mind when you said that were Suite Life of Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana, and Kim Possible. Always all jumped to my mind.
Yeah, the only reason I'm a little surprised by that, because that doesn't seem like your era, your generation. So, I just can't see you watching a lot of Suite Life and Zack and Cody. You and I are around the same age. It feels like you watched a lot of Even Stevens, Proud Family. So I'm surprised that you threw Suite Life of Zack and Cody in there.
I was a Nickelodeon kid, but my brother, who's a little bit younger than me, he was a Disney kid. Think about it, he's 3-4 years younger than me.
So yeah, you're watching Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
When I wasn't in control of the remote, it was Suite Life of Zack and Cody, which I still wasn't too old for.
So what was your Nickelodeon show? You were watching like iCarly?
Okay, first off, how old do you think I am?
I'm just asking. I don't know what shows you were watching.
No. I'm talking about like Rugrats.
Okay, all right.
Hey,
I'm making
Arnold.
Sure. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes you confuse me. You said Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Maybe you're watching Zoe 101. I don't know what was going on in the Britton household. I don't know what was going on. That's why I was curious. That's why I was very, very curious on what show you were watching. I just didn't know.
So on the text line says Wizards of Waverly Place. I'm not that young.
Yeah, you're 19 if you were watching that.
You're 11.
Yeah, mine is Lizzie McGuire. That's the show that I think of. That, Even Stevens, and That's So Raven.
That's So Raven. Yeah, That's So Raven was such a good show.
It was a very, very good show.
I feel like it was short-lived. I think it was a great, like, I mean, if we looked it up, it didn't last as long as we think.
Nah, I feel like you're hating a little bit. Let's not hate on That's So Raven, a timeless show. All right, this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about before we play the Chris Jones. And admittedly, I'm a bit confused. So I'm surfing the internet, and I'm seeing very conflicted information. So one of the tweets that I saw, shout out to my guy, How About Those Chiefs? Be sure to check out his podcast page. He was tweeting out some of the pressure information. So, Rob, I don't know if you know this, but George Karlaftis is tied for first in the National Football League with pressures. He is tied with Aiden Hutchinson. Both of them have 31 pressures. Now, I feel like you and I watch these games. I don't see him being that disruptive, but I'm not here to argue with the numbers. So I saw that George Karlaftis has tied for the most pressures in the entire National Football League with 31. I then saw that Chris Jones was tied for defensive tackle for third with 20. So between Chris Jones and George Karlaftis, the raw numbers are telling me that they have 51 pressures between the two of them, which seemed like a whole lot. But then I saw Dan Orlowski tweet out pass rush win rate, which honestly, I have no clue what that means. I feel like we have done up with advanced metrics, which is fine. It's all tools. It's all numbers. It's all information. So Dan Orlowski tweeted out that they are 23rd in the NFL on pass rush win rate. Now, I'm sitting here thinking, and maybe I should know this. You guys are saying, how do you not know that? You work in sports. And that's maybe a fair stance to have. Wait. You're telling me that they have the person who is number one in pressures in the league. They also have the third best defensive tackle also in pressures in the league. But yet they're bottom 10 in pass rush win rate. How can both of those things be true? Maybe I don't know what a pressure is anymore. That's what it made me feel like. It made me feel like I have no clue with what a pressure is. And also made me feel like in some of these numbers, you just got to trust your instincts. We watch these games. You watch their defensive line. Do you feel like they have one of the most disruptive pass rushers in the league when you watch the games? Because that's what these numbers would tell you. They would tell you that George Karloftis is one of the most disruptive pass rushers in the game. It would tell you that Chris Jones is still one of the most disruptive guys in the game. Is that the feeling that you guys are getting when you're watching these games? Because I'm not getting those. I'm getting the numbers I got from Dan Orlowski. That's how they feel like. They feel like they're ranked 23rd. He also did the last 4 years. So the Chiefs, they were 5th in 2022. They were 11th in 23. They were 19th last year, and they are 23rd so far this season. That seems to me to be in line with what I'm seeing as I'm watching the games. I'm watching a D-line that is less effective at being able to win their matchup up front, disrupt timing, and get to the quarterback. But then I'm looking at pressures, which obviously matter, and you're telling me that they're one of the best teams in the league at getting to the other team's quarterback. I don't know which number to trust.
Okay, so I don't mean to discount one of the numbers. That's fine. But I'm going to discount pressures because the eye test and that win rate number seem to match up. They seem to coalesce because they always seem to be, when they were at their best, they seem to do a great job getting pressure on the quarterback, especially with their front four. They did an incredible job of it. I don't think they were great at it last year. Some of it's a minute who's injury. Some of it's just, you know, attrition, whatever. And I feel like when I watch these games, they are bad at it this year. And I feel like if you follow a bunch of the film analyst people, the eye in the sky, don't lie type of people, you know, your Matt Bowens, your Seth Kaisers, those types. You see their work, you talk about, read their articles, you get a lot of, man, the Chiefs front four is not doing a good job. So I'm going to follow the stat that follows what I'm reading in other publications and what my eyes say, which is that the Chiefs pressure win rate is bad. And if the Chiefs pressure win rate is bad, that would explain why their D-line has been so mediocre this season. Like, we and you have talked about it. Where have they been? So I'm going to discount the pressure stat and look more at the win rate stat.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you guys that sometimes there are some things that maybe they're outside my purview. Like, I'm reading this right here. I feel like the Chiefs' D-line is disruptive. They just can't get home. They can't contain and they can't wrap up the quarterback. Then you're not disruptive. What are we talking about then? That's all that really matters, is it not? That's all that really matters. The pressures sound good, but are you using them to be disruptive? Are you using them to bring the quarterback down? And the answer is no. Chris Jones has 5.5 sacks in his last 27 games. He ain't getting to the other team's quarterback. You ain't that disruptive. You ain't creating sacks. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, they've been playing against running quarterbacks. That's football in 2025. The days of the Eli Manning stand back there like a statue quarterback, that time's completed. There's not many of those in the league anymore. Everybody has a quarterback that's a little bit mobile.
I also, yes, you're correct. I also disagree with the idea they've played only mobile quarterbacks. Let's not confuse Trevor Lawrence for Lamar Jackson.
Or Russell Wilson.
It's not like Justin Herbert is the reincarnation of Mike Vick out there. Russell Wilson runs in cinder block shoes. He can't get away from anyone. Yes, Jalen Hurts is a running quarterback, but it's not like they have a lot of design runs for him other than the tush push. He actually has a little more pocket passer energy than people think. Like, it's not like they faced Vic, Lamar Jackson, and Randall Cunningham in back-to-back weeks. It's just guys have been running on them. It's not that they are facing running quarterbacks. Like, I bet if you pulled the numbers, I'm betting that Trevor Lawrence was not one of the better running quarterbacks in the NFL before Monday night. And then he just broke loose. Like, that. I don't think he's a runner by nature.
I think that Trevor Lawrence is maybe like the, You know how we use like Alex Smith as like a baseline for like, you have a good quarterback, but not a great quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is like the baseline for quarterback athleticism. He's average athleticism compared to other NFL quarterbacks. He's not a statue, but he's also not one of the more athletic QBs. Like, I don't think he's as athletic as Patrick Mahomes is. He's certainly not a Kyler Murray level athlete or Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. He's not one of those guys. He's fine athletically. So again, the same way that we use Alex Smith as like a frame of reference, like, oh, he's like Alex Smith. Yeah, that's kind of what Trevor Lawrence is, I would say, from an athleticism standpoint. I'm not here to disrespect his athleticism, but he also isn't a guy that you got to be hyper afraid of to take off running, at least not the way that he looked on Monday night.
I also tell you that I think he's more athletic than Justin Herbert. So the idea that they've played running quarterbacks, Justin Herbert made a running play against the Chiefs. No one has confused Justin Herbert for running quarterback. Like, I don't mean to disparage people who are more athletic than me, athleticism. But would you have Justin Herbert in the top 15 as far as athleticism among quarterbacks in the NFL? He's far more this era's Matt Stafford than he is this era's, you know, Lamar Jackson. So he's not a runner in my mind at all.
I want to play this audio for you guys. This was Chris Jones earlier today. He met with the media to talk about the end of the Jaguars game. Here's Chris Jones.
That's a teaching point for me, a little adversity. I can't think the play is over, you know what I mean? And it's a learning lesson, you know. Thought it was over. Thought we had him down. So I kind of stopped, was about to celebrate, and then realized that he wasn't down. And, you know, a teaching lesson for me is don't stop, you know.
Have you talked to your teammates? Did you feel the need to mention that to them?
No, I think they understand that. I thought the play was over with. And they understand I didn't quit, you know what I mean. It was just one of those instances where I thought he was down. And I thought we was about to get him down again, and oh my God, he's not down. So they understand. They understand that, you know, it won't happen again.
Was it tough to watch on tape with the teammates after seeing that?
Yeah, me personally, I kind of grade myself different than everybody else grade me. So for me, it was tough because it's like, I had the opportunity, you know what I mean? And I just thought he was down. And you know, it's my job not to think. It's my job to finish, and you know, I'll be better at it.
Chris, I think after the game, you deleted some of the social media stuff. I know a lot of you guys go look at your phone. Did you see stuff on the phone that you were like, I don't need this?
Well, I actually 2 days before the game, I posted a Drake quote. I see you in a summary of 2026, and I deleted my social media before the game. I never run from constructive criticism. I've never been that guy. I always addressed it head on. Actually, you know, it's a lot you can take from criticism. It's like fuel. It's like gas for me personally. So, for me to delete my social media, no, I didn't delete my social media because of a play that I thought he was a down. Or was down and then run to. I deleted my social media days before. It just, you know. People wanted to address me head on social media, and they seen my social media wasn't active. So they figured that I deleted it for that. But it was deleted couple days before, you know. And I don't mind constructive criticism, you know. I don't mind it. You know, it's actually fuel for me. So for me to delete that, I've never been a guy. I've been in this league 10 years, never been a guy to run from it.
I guess with the extra attention, with a team like the Lions coming in, I guess with everything, how motivated are you for Sunday night?
I've been focused on the Lions since the game. You know what I mean? You can't hold your head on one play or one game. It's a week in and week out thing. You know, you learn from it. You take notes. Take the good, take the bad. It's never really as good as you seem. It's never really as bad as you seem. You just take the good with the bad, and you keep pushing.
Chris, I'm asking about the Detroit Lions offensive line. What are the challenges there with them?
They're battling a few injuries, but that group works really, really well together. I think they have one of the better right tackles in the game. Jerry Goff has a lot of playmakers around him. Running backs, St. Brown, and excuse me for getting this name wrong. You know, they got a lot of talent on that offensive side of the ball, and their running backs, some of the top tier running backs in the league, and they have one of the fastest receiver core in the league. So it's going to be a challenge for us. especially to get after their quarterback to affect them, to put us in a position to win this game.
Couple more.
Chris, is one of the lessons here for you is you're never too old to learn lessons?
That's the thing about life. Every day is a lesson. It's about what you take from it, man. You know, fortunately for me, I'm able to see it, and you guys are able to talk about it. But, you know, you can take a lot from it. What I just took from it, you just got to finish. It's not like I quit on anything. I thought he was done. So, from now on, I'll make sure I finish.
Last one.
You said you deleted your social media before, and you mentioned you posted something. What was the impetus between getting rid of it at that point?
Yeah, because I take social media breaks. You're like, I just came off of a seven-month binge of no social media. Like, I go through the periods where I don't need any social media. Sometimes it's not beneficial for me if it's not any brand deals that I have contracts with. So once I finished my contracts with my brand deals, I was like, I don't even want social media. It's all a facade. So I actually deactivated all my social media. I actually, a couple days before the game, I called my agents and I'm like, do I have any pending contracts with any brand deals before I deactivate my social media? And they was like, well, we're working on it, but you can deactivate it. I'll say, cool, I'm going to deactivate it before we go play Jacksonville.
I know we're up against it, Rob, and we can talk more about this, and I really don't want to belabor the point. I'm not here to just pick at everything that he said. He said he didn't quit and then quite literally described quitting. He said he stopped on the play. Let me ask you something. When you stop doing something, what does that mean? Like, if you were doing something and then in the middle you just decide, nah, I'm good. Did you quit or nah? Like, that's what you described. He said, it's not like I quit. I thought he was down, so I stopped. Then you quit. What are we arguing here? Like, maybe I'm the only person that heard it the way that he said it, but the literally way that he described it is quite literally the definition of quitting. We can talk about this more coming up on the side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. The text line is making a good point. I at least want to acknowledge that. Someone on the text line says, "CDOT, you were taking his words too literal. He didn't mean that he quit on the team or the game. He simply relaxed his guard," which is not a smart thing to do, but I wouldn't consider that quitting, which is fair. All right. A couple other people are saying that. I think what he described is quitting, but okay, I don't want to fight over that. I still will ask the question, and no one has been able to answer the question, how in the world Chris Jones in the same breath can't tell me that he's been in the league for 10 years and then think that Trevor Lawrence was down? You can't. You know the rules. He wasn't down. We all knew that he wasn't down. How could you think that he was down? He was on the ground. No one had touched him. He's eligible to get back up. He then starts running, and your teammates start trying to tackle him, and he never started running. Ever. He never started running. There was never a point in the play where Chris Jones was going even 50% speed. So I just want to know when you thought he was down and who you thought got him down. We don't got to belabor the point. I don't know how you thought Trevor Lawrence was down, really, at any point in the play. He tripped over his own guy. You're eligible to get back up. You can then run, throw. Who do you think brought him down? How is the play over? He's still alive. He's still eligible. This isn't college. So that's the part that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. The story's just not adding up. You weren't good enough on that play, and that's just what happens. Rob, I want to ask you this, and I know we'll get to the top of the hour. We'll get back to the Chiefs. Did you hear about this all-women sports bar that's opening up? Did you hear about this?
In town?
Yes.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, look, I'm here to deliver news to you guys. So there is a sports bar that is about to open up in downtown Kansas City. It is going to be called The Dub, and they are going to prioritize women's sports. You know, with the current in town and the World Cup coming up, there's a lot of excitement, people coming in and out of town, tourists and all of this stuff. This is going to open up in downtown Kansas City. I didn't get more information than that. It's just called The Dub, and they are going to prioritize women's sports. I don't want to sound sexist at all, and I'm not here to knock anybody's ideas. Does this sound like a good business model? They even said, and I can even play the news story for you if you want to hear it, they said when there's not women's sports on, they are just going to replay women's sports. So wait, you're telling me that you're running a sports bar and it doesn't prioritize the NFL? Like, what are we doing here? This doesn't sound like a good business model to me. This doesn't sound like a great business model. What are we doing in the summer when there's not a lot of sports going on? Are we not showing the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's not great. I thought when you said that, it was a sports bar run by women that will prioritize women's sports, but will also simultaneously show other sports. But if it's...
I can send you the news story so you can play it. I'm just... What they said is they are going to prioritize live women's sports, and when there are not live women's sports, they are then going to show replays and have trivia nights, which I'm all for a television that has women's sports on. We support women's sports. Hey, you want to show women's soccer on the TV?
Go crazy.
You want to show women's volleyball? Great.
WNBA is big. Yeah.
I'm just trying to wonder how in Kansas City, Missouri, on a Sunday at noon, what are you showing? What are you supposed to be watching? There's a group of people in there that's watching women's basketball.
Now, I do think there's an element of, like, last week, you probably didn't know this, the Chiefs and the Current play at the same time. If you were a diehard Casey Current fan, you probably had a tough time being in a sports bar Monday night and getting your game on. So I think this bar will do a good job of alleviating that problem. But if the Current aren't playing on Sunday at 7:25 this upcoming week, what are you showing at 7:25 on Sunday night? Like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Feels like
you're
turning away business.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like a really noble idea to prioritize women's sports. And again, I'm for it. You want to show a WNBA game on? Great. WNBA finals going on, little college softball World Series. They all sound like really good ideas. I don't know how you are opening up a sports bar and your plans not to show the NFL. That doesn't make sense to me.
Or even college sports. Like this town is very college. Like 11 a.m. on Saturday, you're not going to show Missouri Bama? That feels like you're turning a customer base away.
Sounds to me like we're watching Nebraska Penn State volleyball is what it sounds like to me. Sounds like that's what the plan is. A little brunch and mimosas. One thing I bet they got this. I bet the brunch specials are crazy. I'm telling you. I know they got an awesome brunch. If there's one thing I know that this place has, it's an amazing brunch. A great little champagne bar. Food's probably great. You watching this? Come on, Rob. This is not a. Come to me. I would have helped you out here. This is not a good idea. This is not a winning idea. It's already hard enough to run a restaurant. This makes it even harder.
I think it's really close to a good idea. Like, it's on the fringe of a really good idea. If you are a sports bar that caters primarily to women and you're a women-owned and women-run, I'm all for it. I just think you can't be, hey, we're playing replays of old games over live games. And you know what? May they open and they say, okay, we kind of have to adjust, and they become a regular sports bar that prioritizes women's sports. And if there's a day where KU basketball is playing at the same time as Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark's on the TVs. I get that, but I don't think you can just not have men's sports on. I think that's a bad theory.
I think someone is just missing the purpose of the topic. Someone says, CDOT, how is this different from other sports bar? They're just going to show women's sports instead of men's sports. It's not that complex, but the men's sports are the more popular ones. There's 30 million people that watch Chiefs and Eagles. I feel like those are the games that you should show.
And it's not like women's sports. It's not like if I went to Johnny's or Tanner's or whatever, it's not like they don't show women's sports at those places. Like if I go on Saturday to watch college football and I go out and I ask them to put the Current game on, they will put the Current game on. It's not like other sports bars in town are going to say, no, yuck, women's sports is the worst. No, they will have that on and they'll have men's sports on, which is what you should be doing if you're the Dub. And if you want to be the bar that has the majority of your TVs on Caitlin Clark and then a couple on men's basketball, I'm even cool with that. But it can't be, hey, the NFL is on, no women's sport is on, so we're playing replays and doing trivia. That seems like a losing mentality.
Yeah, I mean, I guess one thing to tell you, I bet that Golden Girls trivia night is going to go crazy. It's going to be a great time. More and more that I'm thinking about it, it's going to be fun for all the non-sports reasons. It really does sound like a fun place, other than when there's football on. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories in Kansas City. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.